The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Tonight's worship sessions, and I know God will bless someone tonight in the name of Jesus. If that person is here, let me hear you say a louder amen. If you are that person that God will bless the most and your blessings will be the biggest, let me hear you say a big amen. I can feel in my spirit that tonight God is going to do something very spectacular in our lives. And I know you will not miss your portion in Jesus' name. I'll be speaking tonight briefly on spiritual sensitivity via worship. Spiritual sensitivity via worship. And I'll take my text from John chapter 4, verse 24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit, and those that will worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The world believes in being sharp, or being smart, or being educated. That's what the world believes in. They say that guy is very sharp. That lady is very smart. That person is highly intelligent. He's an intellectual. But in this kingdom of God, we believe in spiritual sensitivity. Spiritual sensitivity is superior to educational qualification. Spiritual sensitivity is superior to physique, to handsomeness, or to beauty. You may be smart, you may be an intellectual, but it's better to be spiritually sensitive. You may be handsome, you may be beautiful, but it's better for you to acquire spiritual sensitivity than to acquire numerous certificates. Certificates are good. I have a few myself. But the ultimate of a Christian experience is not certificates. And it's about spiritual sensitivity. Quickly tonight, beloved, there are five things connected to your sensitivity. There are five major things that are connected to your spiritual sensitivity. Number one is that your destiny is connected to the level of your spiritual sensitivity. Your destiny is connected to the level of your spiritual sensitivity. Your destiny is connected to the level of your spiritual sensitivity. Number two, your greatness in life is connected to the level of your sensitivity. Your greatness. Somebody say greatness. Somebody say greatness. Your greatness is attached to how sensitive you are. The more spiritually sensitive you are, the greater your destiny becomes. Number three, I'm talking about five things that are connected to your sensitivity. Number three is that your progress is connected to your sensitivity. You cannot progress beyond the level of sensitivity that you have in the Lord. That's why when you are sensitive, you see somebody that is your husband, something somehow you recognize that this is my husband. You see your wife and something tells you that this is your wife. You see an offer letter, 2-3 offer letters, and then you know that no, these two are not the job for me. This is the one for me. You have an opportunity to acquire land. Maybe somebody, an agent, brings different kinds of land to you. And then you get to one, your spirit tells you, no, it's not this place. You get to another place, the spirit tells you, no, it's not this place. But you get to another place, your spirit is so attached to it, then you know that this is the place. I remember very well when we were looking for the land to start this particular church. One of our pastors took me to a land somewhere, very big land, very lovely. Immediately I got there, God told me, no, it's not the place. So that night, I went to our former place and I was praying outside. And God told me, the place where the next church will be built, when you are there, you can see the next place. You can see the roof of the next place. So I looked around. I didn't see any land. He said, where you are now, if you stand there, you will see the next place you are going. So I looked around. I couldn't see. That was in the night. In the dead of the night, I was praying there. Until sometime later, somebody came and brought us here. And immediately I got here. From here, I could see that place. From there, I could see this place. Your progress is connected to the level of your spiritual sensitivity. Is somebody with me tonight? Number four, what is connected to your sensitivity? Your preservation is connected to your level of spiritual sensitivity. Your preservation. You cannot be preserved beyond the level of your sensitivity. The more sensitive you are, the more preserved your destiny. The more sensitive you are, the more. That's why you can enter a bus and those people will tell you, get down from that bus. And as you get down from that bus, you take another bus, you get to the front, you see that the bus you got down from had a crash. We've had people here that have had such experiences. You've had days where you wanted to go out, those people don't go out. And you stayed in the house, and then while you were in the house, somebody started cutting your burglary. And you say, who is that? And they ran away. They would have entered your house and just packed all your things. Your preservation is connected to your sensitivity. And many of you were traveling, you were supposed to have an accident, and God just started praying in tongues. And you started praying in tongues, or you started worshiping God, and then an accident happened, and then God spared you. It would have been worse if you didn't obey the Spirit talking to you. Spiritual sensitivity is key to preservation. Number five, your ministry, your business, or your career is connected to your sensitivity. Whatever it is, your vocation, let me say your vocation, anything you are doing, it is tied to your sensitivity. The more you are sensitive, the more you are able to read the handwriting on the wall. The more you are able to understand what God wants you to do part time in your assignment, in your work, in your business, in your education, and in your vocation. As for you, you will not be a failure. I say you will not be a failure. Quickly tonight, what are the levels of sensitivity? We'll just look at this quickly, then we'll begin to move forward and prepare ourselves to worship God. What are the levels of sensitivity? Number one is no sensitivity, whereby a person is not sensitive at all. His spirit is like dead. This is when a person is dull spiritually. No, he cannot pick any signal from above. What God is saying, he doesn't know. What God is trying to show him, he cannot see it. God has already shown the person that this person you are going to date is not an okay person, but he didn't see it. Spiritually dull. No sensitivity. Number two level of sensitivity is low level of sensitivity. That is, the person is sensitive, but it's very low. He only picks signals once a while. He only knows what is going on once in 6 months. Very low. Like it was said in Genesis 26 verse 18. Genesis 26 verse 18. Surely the Lord is in this place. I did not know. That's a low spiritually sensitive person. I say, God is actually here, but I did not recognize it. That was Isaac. Say, God is here. I did not know he's here. May you not be a low spiritually sensitive person in Jesus' name. And the third level is high spiritual sensitivity. This is when a person is very sensitive and alert spiritually. You are sensitive and you are alert spiritually. This is often a product of your worship life. The more you worship God, the more your spirit becomes sharp to pick divine signals. The last mistake you made is the last forever. The last relationship and friendship that you invested your time into and cost you pain is the last forever. Say a louder amen. It takes high sensitivity not to waste your investment. It takes high sensitivity not to go into a business that will not yield profit. It takes high sensitivity to know when to say no and when to say yes. This is often a product of an effective worship life. High sensitivity is important in life if you are going to be great in life. If you are going to be great, if you are going to be progressive, productive, preserved, if you are going to be a person that will achieve his purpose, you must be highly spiritually sensitive. You must be able to pick divine signals. And this happens from a life of deep worship. This happens from a life of deep intimacy. The reason is because when you worship God deeply, you come to a level of relationship with Him whereby everything that is hidden for others, He reveals it to you. Isaiah 66 verse 23. Isaiah 66 verse 23. God is a God that wants to reveal everything to us. He's a God that wants to show us everything, but we are mandated to worship Him. Somebody say mandated. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, say the Lord of hosts. From one day to another, from one Sabbath, that is from Sabbath is Sunday, right? From Sunday to Sunday, from one day to another, everybody I've created, they must always return to me to worship me. I don't have more time tonight because I must stop this in the next 8 minutes. So what am I trying to say tonight? If your desire in life is greatness, if your desire in life is to pick signals, then you must be a worshiper. Worship gives you a high level of discernment. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 14 to 16. When you are a worshiper, you have access to discernment. You are able to discern. The thoughts and intents of the heart of men is revealed unto you. The thoughts, the intents of the heart of people are revealed to you. For who had known the mind of the Lord, that he might, go on, that he may instruct him. But we have the mind of Christ. This is because you have become suddenly very spiritually sensitive. You know the mind of Christ. You know the mind of people. Their intention doesn't catch you unawares. What they are planning for you doesn't catch you unawares because of your high level of intensity in worship. Please note this tonight. God himself calls himself a jealous God. Exodus 34 verse 14. So when we don't worship God, it's not something that you want to play with at all. It's not something that you want to try. Because worshiping God is mandatory. It's important. Worshiping God is good. Not worshiping God is risky. Deuteronomy 8 verse 19. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse. Not worshiping God is something that is very risky for destiny. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 19. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God and walk after other gods, and to serve and to worship them. That is, if we refuse to worship God, but we serve something else, maybe we serve ourselves, we serve another thing, and I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. Somebody say, God forbid. God is saying there, worshiping me is mandatory. Worshiping me is important. However, when a person says, I don't feel like worshiping God, I'm a busy person. I have time for other things. I don't have time for God. God said the person is at the risk of perishing. You will not perish. The works of your hand will not perish. Your businesses, your careers will not perish. No wonder many people were high yesterday, but they are low today. No wonder many people were very okay yesterday than they are nobody today. No wonder many were doing so well yesterday, but they are not doing it well again today. But as for you, the word of God in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18 shall be your testimony in Jesus' name. It says, for the path of the just is like a shining light. He shineth more and more and more until the perfect day. That will be your testimony. I said that will be your testimony. Every single month you will be breaking your own records. That is, what you did in January, February you will do better. March you will do better. April you will do better. May you do better. Somebody say a big amen. I love people that challenge me a lot. Challenge me to do better. I don't like people that make me complacent. I don't like it. Once I'm not being pushed, I don't like it. I love being pushed. Because when you are pushed, you become better. When you are pushed, you become what God wants you to be. But when somebody says, don't worry, don't bother yourself. Don't worry yourself. You see, life is very simple. Don't give yourself any headache. Jesus will soon come. Even before Saturday, Jesus will soon come. So don't worry. Don't give yourself any stress. But when I see people that tell me, you can do better than this. You can worship God better. You can pray better. You can fast better. I love such people. Tonight, I'm here to spur you on to worship. To worship Him like you have never done before. Not because you need something. Forget your problems. Forget your challenges. Everybody has a fair share of were you here on Sunday when I spoke on challenges? Everybody has a fair share of that. Forget about it. Just worship Him. Just adore Him. I want to ask you a question. Those that go to palace to see kings like Oni of Ife, like our king here and all the kings, do they go there without problems? Don't they have problems when they go there? How come they still reference the king? The ladies will go on their knees and be greeting the men will prostrate and their chin will be touching the ground with their problem. But when it comes to God, we say, God, I'm not ready to worship you in this year's worship. Let's wait till next year. So maybe by that time you'd have answered me. Praise the Lord. May you and I never be like that in Jesus' name. Because when you go to see a king, you no matter what your problem is, even a woman that is pregnant 9 months and is about to deliver goes to a king, she will still kneel down and worship. A man, no matter how big he is, he will still kneel, prostrate and worship the king and greet the king. How come we cannot do the same for our God? Lift up our hands. Lift up our voice. And reference Him. It is well with you. I say it is well with you. Examples of those who were sensitive through worship. Number one is Elisha. 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 16 to 17. Elisha. 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 16 to 17. You know the story very well. When there was a need for an information, and they went to Elisha, and he said, let's go there, 2 Kings chapter 3 verse, he said, and he said, thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches, for thus saith the Lord, ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see. Please start from 15, that's where I should start from, 15 please, but now bring me a mystery, that's where I want to go. He needed to have more information. And he said, I don't know what to do. He said, but bring me a worshiper. Bring me a mistress. And it came to pass, when the mistress played, as the mistress played tonight, you will hear God audibly. And as the mistress played, that the hand of the Lord came upon him. That's what happens when you worship. As the mistress played, the information that Elisha needs on what to do came to him. There's somebody here tonight, the information you need on your life and on your destiny will come to you tonight. God will suddenly open your eyes in the course of this worship. The next step to take, you will know it. The next move to make, you will know it. What you need to do to actually move to the next level, God will show it to you tonight. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. Second example of those who were sensitive is the man called David. 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 32. And Psalms chapter 5, verse 7. And tonight, as you worship God intensely, I see Him making your sensitivity sharper than ever before in the name of Jesus. I see Him making your sensitivity sharper than ever before in the name of Jesus. As you worship God tonight, you will have good insight on the next thing to do. Secrets will be revealed unto you tonight in the name of Jesus. And the grace to worship God like never before, receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. Is somebody ready tonight? Is somebody ready tonight to worship God? Is somebody ready tonight to worship God? More than you will worship a king, more than you will worship a president, more than you will worship your husband or your wife or anybody around you, more than you worship anything in this life.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.